History.com. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block off East Cotton, open 7 days a week. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
You know, they just called my number. I better say something here.
Oh, hey, hey, it's Jackson.
Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I'm back.
You are. You went away somewhere, but you became historic of some nature.
Yes, went down to Castroville, Texas.
Such a place?
Yes, that's a really cool place. It's about 35 minutes southwest of San Antonio. Beautiful little town.
That's walking?
Yes. Yes, it's walking. Yes, well, no, it's a really cool place on the Medina River.
We'll have to hear more about that.
Oh, it's a great place.
But we are here now and buckled in for the radio show about El Paso history. We're the ones that are on KTSM AM 690, which you probably figured out because that's why you found us usually. But also, we're the guys that also say Texas history begins in El Paso. Did you lay that on the people in Castroville? Did they say anything about
that? I'm sorry.
I did.
My head says so.
I'll come back later.
Okay.
Bernie did. Bernie's here, by the way. We'll talk to Bernie in a minute. But also, where else can they find us online?
Well, we did share that with people down there. You can go to ktsmradio.com and click on the iHeartRadio link and listen to us all over the planet, including Castroville now.
And trivia questions are happening.
Yes, we have trivia on both hours today. Two questions each hour, and the prize is a $20 food coupon for either Mission Del Rey Southwest, which we'll be talking about also, and Pepe's in Canutillo. And on the second hour, the $20 food coupon will be going to Amigos over on Montana, and then also for Mission Del Rey Southwest, too. So, you know, the correct trivia answer and the hours will be wonderful. You win all kinds of goodies.
I found the original Amigo Man.
Oh, yeah.
It's Hookie. It's Hookie. We'll talk about that
Hookie
also.
The Cookie.
Okay, so, just so you know, if you go out to Mission Del Rey Southwest today through 5 p.m., you can get a discount. Go ask them how much of a discount can you get because you mentioned that you heard it on the radio.
Ah, there you go.
And they're open till 5. And they got more stories to tell us. Okay, now you've got the history moment all cracked up.
Yes. My story is about a man who is unsatisfied with the papers of the day, and so he decided to start his very own newspaper.
In El Paso.
Yes.
Back in the day,
you could do it.
Can you imagine him putting a printing press on a wagon? We'll have to see how that works.
Well, this guy wasn't quite that sophisticated.
Oh, he just wrote it out longhand.
Yeah.
We know people like that. Hey, I'm going to go to Pepe's today. You guys going
to
make a
Pepe's? Yes, we're going to Pepe's.
Pepe's is today.
Pepe's.
Okay, now, here comes we need a drum roll, but I didn't cue Sergio to get one ready.
Oh, wait, wait,
are you ready?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
He's got one coming.
He's got
3, 2, 1, drum roll. No, not quite.
Oh, well.
But so we're pretending a drum roll here. And that drum roll will be for Bernard Sargent, the man who's historic, and he's here. Good morning, Bernie.
Good morning.
Welcome here.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
And you're our resident permanent guest because you have other things to do occasionally on a Saturday morning.
Laundry.
Keystone. But you brought in a guy who is a newspaper background in his family named John Middaugh. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome here.
Happy to be here.
Well, you're just thumbing through those books like crazy.
Well,
you got to pull facts out of there, aren't you?
Well, you've already questioned my memory thoughts, yes.
Well, look, that's not necessarily trying you out. It's just that I don't know. I'll ask you.
His Rolodex is just bulging out of his head with his facts.
But, John, you do have family members that were part of the newspaper world here.
Yes, yes. I come from a newspaper family. My father was he graduated from Columbia, up in the University of Columbia with a journalism degree. But a little back step. He went to Texas A&M and did not like it, all right? Lasted 2 years. And in family history, and it's important for people to ask questions before the old folks go on, I don't know exactly how he got from Texas A&M to Columbia where he wanted to be. But he graduated from Columbia, came to El Paso, and went to work for the Herald Post. And his mentor became Marshall Hale, and Dad worked as a reporter for the Herald Post, and then was doing a story at the immigration building downtown. Met Winifred McVeigh, and they married in 42, and then the war came, and then after the war, Daddy wound up at the university as a journalism professor and stayed there until he passed.
So people who did journalism at UT El Paso and or back then would be Texas Western College.
That's in 1948 when he started.
Yeah.
It
well,
was.
Might have been the mines back then. I can't remember
no,
when
no,
that switched.
No, no, no. It was already Texas Western, but it was changing.
But so people who knew of journalism in El Paso took the courses. That was your father.
That was him.
They has another one lurking, and they have an uncle doing something in the family or other people or just him?
Well, journalism-wise, as far as making supporting the family, making a living, was my dad,
okay.
Right.
So now, what did you do about it? Did you take up the tradition? And, I mean, you're now a reporter for the El Paso Scene.
Well, not a reporter, but Randy's been good enough to run a column for me and has been very good to me. But, yes, so, and I've written a couple books, but...
Well, you've been in the horse business. What have you been doing?
That's a whole story in itself. Yes, I wound up with a saddle shop, Cowboy Trading Post.
Okay, that's
yes,
awesome.
And that lasted 25-30 years, and raised my kids doing all that. But it gave me a lot of stories.
Oh, I bet.
Yes.
Well,
and,
let's just talk to do an overview, if we could, for El Paso. What's going on? We mentioned the El Paso Scene. That's a monthly magazine with stories in it like that you produce.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like the events of El Paso, everything you ever wanted to know.
Oh,
Randy Limbert has it in the scene.
Yes, and he was with the El Paso Times.
That's right.
For a long time.
So he had that background.
Yes.
So, and also what we have right now, Bernie, we've got the Times still functioning. Do you subscribe to the Times?
Electronically.
Same here. It got to where the paper boy and I were never on the same page, very often not on the same day.
I think with
which
me,
made reading the paper difficult.
With me, the direction it went, I'm not on the same vein, but I do like to read it because I like to get the opposing views on different things that, you know, that are going on. And so I do read it, and I especially like the crossword puzzle.
Well, but you could do that all online.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
you
I
got
can.
Then the third function. We got the Mexican newspaper Diario, which I don't quite tune into because I don't. I didn't even know how to say the word Diario. But the point being of the other paper in El Paso is the Weekly, and that's El Paso Inc.
Yes.
And that's been around quite some time, and that is a newspaper. And they have chosen to do the lifestyles and business and leave all the crimes and the fires to somebody else.
Yeah, pretty much so.
And so apparently they took the advertisers with them.
It's and
they're doing well.
They are doing well. And I have to say that the first time we met Tom and Ellie,
Fenton.
Our kids, Fenton, they were soliciting help from the Coronado Band Boosters for this new newspaper idea that they had for El Paso, and our kids were in high school. And so we sat in a meeting as a booster parent listening to their pitch on how we could make money for the band if, in fact, we helped them sell subscriptions. And that was my introduction to Tom Fenton in his current capacity with the Inc.
Tom. Yeah. His background was with the Times.
Tom Fenton was my father's associate professor. That's how far we go back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Tom
spent some time as a teacher at UTEP.
But he's also a journalist around the world for Associated
Known.
Press.
Yes, yes.
And he ran the El Paso Times for a while.
Yes, yes.
And so he decided to create a paper, and that's what El Paso Inc. is today.
Yeah.
And by the way, they're moving. Their printing company was PDX,
right.
Porfirio Diaz Exit, in case you're wondering how they got the name, PDX.
Now I know. I didn't know that.
That was it. The guy bought the building back in the old days. He put a printing press there before Tom bought it.
Yeah.
And they said, well, what are we going to call this? Well, where are we? We're at the Porfirio Diaz Exit.
I love that.
So now you didn't know that?
No.
That's PDX Printing. Well, so that whole show, and then they added the newspaper in there so it would fit. But then they had to buy another building down by the rail yards to put their bigger presses, and so now they're moving the whole kit and caboodle over there.
Oh, okay.
Now, was where their PDX at there, wasn't that the Dr. Pepper plant before?
Oh, I don't know.
With the family Hamilton.
Well, that's not a very big building for.
Well, no, of course they would have torn down the old Dr. Pepper.
Somebody's told me it was a gas station there
them.
I don't know where it was.
Yeah.
But so there's the other newspaper activity in town. So my question to you two guys, how did we get here? Because you got a frontier town in the 1880s, 1881, the newspaper business went different here because of the railroads. You were just a train ride away from Chicago.
Well, even before that, you were like a stagecoach away.
Well, that's the problem. That was a stagecoach.
Yeah.
Once it became a train, 2 weeks became 3 days, and commerce occurred across the country rather rapidly. And
yes.
Newspapers, they could send a press out here. So how did we get here to where we are now from the beginnings? What was the first newspaper in El Paso?
Well, let me interject something.
Sure, please.
You know, I'm complimented for my historical knowledge, but I pale by comparison to people like John and Leon
and
a number of other people. And just learning this morning when we walked in here and talked a little bit about what we were going to discuss, you know, I learned a lot already from John about the newspapers that were the predecessors to the Times and the Lone Star and the Post and the Herald Post and all those. So I think I let John talk about the early newspapers.
I forgot the one of the Herald Post because it's back as an online newspaper.
Yes, it is.
So that's the other one to me. I forgot to mention that.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, see, you're not an online guy much, are you?
See, now we've taught John something.
See, John, you just learned.
Yeah, wow.
It's been Chris Babcock picked it up.
Wonderful.
They didn't renew their copyright on the name, so he took it.
Hmm.
And he is now running the El Paso Herald Post as an online newspaper. So how did we get here from all that?
Starting way, way back when. Don't hold me to the dates, but 1878, as far back as you keep going to the railroads, but I picked up in my reading somewhere 1878 with the El Paso Daily Democrat.
That makes sense.
Yes, and then the El Paso Daily Independent. And then there was a paper by the name of El Paso del Norte, and then the Montezuma, which
don't go there, Bernie.
Well, which we get into, getting closer to 1881.
Well, they used those old newspapers for something else, but we're not going to go there.
Well,
never mind. We're privy to know. Look,
John's trying to give real information. I'm messing with. Don't do that. But how do you answer the question? What was the first newspaper in El Paso? Do you count these guys?
Well, nobody. No, the first newspaper in El Paso was what the Centennial or something. But are you trying to get up to the El Paso Times, the El Paso Herald Post?
I'm trying to get a trivia question in.
Oh,
figured out.
Oh,
what was the first newspaper in El Paso? Okay.
It was a handwritten newspaper.
Oh, really?
Yes, by golly, now you're making me go through.
Well, you got all the books there.
I know, but I have to open them up.
But you had them all marked on the pages. That's great.
But I still have to open them up.
I'm vamping with you until you get there. Okay, you got there. What is it?
Okay, whoops, there's a Montezuma again.
Okay.
But the
the revenge.
Well, in commercial break, I need to be brought up to speed here. Okay.
Well, what we can do, those they used to post information
on the newspaper tree. Everybody sees.
Yeah,
okay. So why don't we consider that the first newspaper?
Well, make that the first place people
the
got
first
their
media
news.
Outreach in the city of El Paso, I should say Paso del Norte.
And so, and your father worked for the Herald Post. Is that that's what
right?
We,
yeah,
okay.
we're back in 1939.
Dial it back to 1880 something.
Yeah.
And see how we got here.
Yeah.
And this may take a while because, you know, we have a whole 2 hours.
Yeah.
We can do this.
Okay.
But, no, the question is, I guess maybe a bigger overview question was, when did real journalism happen here? And that's an opinion. That's not so much a date. Because some of these early papers were just one guy's opinion. They weren't really a public citywide newspaper.
Well, they got vicious with each other.
That's what I mean. They were nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's your definition of real journalism, though?
That's a good question. You
okay.
See, when your father taught somebody, that would be real journalism. How about that?
Yeah, I can't. No argument.
Yeah, no, I knew I'd get no argument. Yeah. But the point is, back in the day, people would just create newspapers out of nothing.
And they were, did Bernie just say they were nasty? They
vicious.
Were, they got ugly. The gossip of the took up the whole newspaper was the gossip on the street at the time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I guess that was in lieu of gunfights, but then those did also occur.
It resulted in sometimes gunfights,
You know, and I go back, I have a book on old newspapers, and we think that politics got dirty today. Oh, my Lord. You look back at some of those old newspapers and old political statements. It's like we play patty cake today compared to what they used to do. You know, the things they'd say and the bald-faced lies.
And how early were women part of the mix of reporters and management?
There were a few, but very, very,
very few
very
back
few,
in the early
yeah.
days.
I thought the first editor of a newspaper, either in El Paso or New Mexico Territory, was up in the north of Santa Fe.
The first female?
They actually boasted the fact that they had hired a woman quite capable of being the editor of their newspaper.
Well, what a surprise these men figured that out.
I know.
Goodness gracious.
They spell better.
So shall we now try trivia?
We'll try trivia. I actually have I've got it worked out.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I have it all worked out.
We're all set for trivia.
I'm ahead of the crowd here.
All right.
Okay,
what do you got?
Okay, the first question for trivia for a $20 gift certificate at Pepe's in Canutillo or a $20 gift certificate for Mission Del Rey Southwest is, before El Paso had a local newspaper, how did El Pasoans get their news? news, and this is a multiple choice, so this will be a real difficult one.
How did they get their news?
How they got their news. A, stone carvings.
Oh, yeah.
B, a town crier.
Oh, I heard him.
Or C, the newspaper tree.
Well, you just plant an old black and white picture and it grows and becomes a tree, right?
That's right. Okay.
No.
And the second question is, on what news? What El Paso newspaper did John's father work for?
Oh, I know that answer.
We talked about that one.
Okay.
So those are the two.
Those are the questions. All right.
Yes.
We got an A, B team in here, and the B team is raring to go for call screener. Cindy Milazzo.
That's right.
Is it. We're going to call her number. So if you ring us up, you'll talk to her.
Yes.
She's in today.
Say howdy.
And guess who the other guy is in there?
Sergio Valencia!
Same guy.
So I got a question. When they referred to the news on the newspaper tree, were they like barking out the news?
Yes, indeed. And it was right up your tree.
We hung somebody up there.
You've been sitting on that for 2 days, that joke.
No, I just...
No, these come right off the bottom of his head.
Goodness gracious.
Call us at 915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Root Insurance could save you up to 52% on your car insurance. Here's how it works. Root uses an app to base rates primarily on how you drive. Since we don't insure bad drivers, you don't have to pay for their accidents. We designed car insurance entirely around your smartphone. Just download the Root app and drive around for a few weeks. The app measures your driving behavior so good drivers could get the rate they deserve. And with Root, you have everything you need right at your fingertips, from your policy to claims to repairs. Root proves that big coverage can come in a small package with an even smaller price tag. So download the app. If you're a good driver, you could save up to 52% on your car insurance. And that leaves you extra money to buy something you really want. Not available in all states. Savings based on national reviews reported by actual customers. Form 1. We reserve the right to refuse to quote any individual or premium rate for the insurance advertised herein. Download the Root app today. That's R-O-O-T.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563, and by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got a full line of people on the phones here to do trivia, but we have one major event that we need to have occur before we do that. I know, Bernie, you're familiar with this.
Yes,
why don't you and John figure out how to pull that off there?
Pepe's special.
Pepe's special today would be... John, do you have a pick there?
Well, it
turns into $6, whatever it is.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
That cuts my in half. Because on the lunch, when I'm in there, it's usually the Chrome Special.
Chrome, yes. But that one's already pretty cheap.
Well,
the Chrome Special, but that's now the special of the day.
Yeah, and it's very good. But then my second choice
would
be number C.
We didn't ask you that.
Okay.
But just
pick
in case.
One.
But I'm spewing forth.
I see.
Ah, he's spewing.
The Chrome Special. Okay. Oh, my God. We got to do this. Okay, did Roy get that somewhere out there? It's the Chrome special on the back
of
the menu.
I'm sure Roy is listening. It's the Chrome.
Yeah, well, whatever it is. Okay, we got these callers here. We got people all ready to talk to Melissa. You ready for Robert? Robert's on the radio. Talk to Melissa.
Good morning, Robert. Robert?
Put Robert on the radio. Sergio.
Yeah, you hear me?
There he is. Hi, Robert. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, so my question was, before El Paso had a local newspaper, how did El Pasoans get their news? Stone carvings, a town crier, or the newspaper tree?
Well, it was the newspaper tree.
Well, good. I'm glad you said that.
And I remember seeing it when I lived downtown back in the 40s.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
They had a stick there. They called it a tree. I remember that.
An old cottonwood tree. It had a bunch of tacks and nails in it.
Oh, wow.
And in that little square, I can't remember the square.
Pioneer Plaza.
Pioneer Plaza, yes. Yeah.
Okay, that was it then.
I'm just glad you didn't say stone carvings. I was going to be really afraid of
that. Well, that newspaper's out of Waco Tanks, and it's an old newspaper.
Could have been.
Okay. All right, Robert, you got yourself a prize. Pick one.
So did you want Pepe's, or did you want the coupon to Mission Del Rey Southwest?
How about Pepe's?
You got it.
Pepe's coupon for Robert. Good stuff, dude. $20, and I see today, I can't give you the coupon to use today, but Cindy will come on the phone and tell you how to pick that up, all right?
Okay, thanks a lot. Enjoy the show.
Thank you very much for listening. Hold on there. Cindy, you got a live one on three. Jose took off. He's not on here anymore. Let's go to Rick. Rick's on the radio. Hey, Rick.
Hello. Morning to you all. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you all.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
I appreciate that.
I feel better already.
Okay.
Don't tell my wife. Oh, yeah. She's here.
Take my wife, please.
Don't tell my wife, yeah. Okay. Your question is, what was the name of El Paso's first newspaper? Was it the El Paso Times, the El Paso? Oh, no. Wait, I take it back. Oh, no. Don't listen, Rick. I lied to you. Okay, now
you
let's start over. What was the El Paso newspaper that John's father worked for?
Gee, I don't have a multiple choice on that.
No.
Okay, so I can remember because you mentioned so many. I will choose Centennial.
Oh, no. It wasn't around when his father was. But,
okay.
But thank you.
I'm so sorry.
And thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us.
I got all lost.
Okay.
You take her easy. Thanks a lot. Hey, we've got a caller coming in on line one to see who they are because I am out of people.
I messed that up. Sorry, folks.
Am I out of people here, Cindy? I am out of people. We'll get another one.
Well, the question was, what El Paso newspaper did John's father work for?
Don't answer that yet because there's more people trying to get in here.
That's right.
Throw me a line there, Cindy, as soon as you got somebody who was willing to play this crazy game. But in the meantime, I'll tell you about Pepe's. I mean, that is a fabulous place because it's got the Griggs recipes. And so today the special is the Croom. Okay. We decided the Croom. And you know why? Do you know why it's called the Croom?
For a certain individual,
yes.
I understand.
A guy used to walk in and order this group of things as an a la carte. So he kept doing it, so they just decided to make it a special.
And what's the burrito, IDX or something, with the burrito with the chili con queso spread across the top?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, no. Well,
PDX? What do you mean?
No, not PDX. The trucking company.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Let me show you.
Oh, I didn't.
FedEx.
Yeah. Oh, FedEx.
No.
ICX.
Uh-huh.
It's smothered with chili con queso. It's a burrito of your choice, I'm sure.
Okay.
And then what makes it, and that's because the truck drivers back in the day
They ordered it.
They came in and wanted.
That was their big thing.
That was their big thing.
That's another one I don't know. Okay, we're getting historic all the way. We've got to move on to something else here because I'm getting hungry. Okay, are we out of calls here, Cindy? There's one coming in on three. Let me know what happens there. We have to take another break here. We'll do trivia when we come back.
What El Paso newspaper did John's father work for? All you have to do is answer that, and you could win a $20 coupon to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
By the way, I'll tell you when we come back. Mission Del Rey is doing big stuff. So.
Oh, I know.
All right, Sergio, are you ready for a break? What's that phone number, Melissa?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KGSM.
You sure?
I got it.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco Tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Message and data rates may apply. Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text PROUD to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text PROUD to 79645. That's P-R-O-U-D to 79645.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563, and by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, we woke up some more trivia people. We'll get to them in just a second. Just a couple things to let you know. We do have a YouTube channel out there, and it's called El Paso History TV. You go to www.youtube.com, El Paso History TV, and you will find front and center Mr. Bernard Sargent. We have 16 of those little vignette things, little short news pieces that we did on ABC7, and they're all there ready to go. We're cooking up some more, we hope. And that's there on YouTube. Check that out. Also, of course, our Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook page. And, yes, there's archery today at the Museum of Archaeology, 11 to 2, 212-3272. I think you can bring your own stuff. I'm not totally sure how they work that. Call them up. And now here's the big deal about Mission Del Rey. Their expansion project is well underway. They've been moving walls, painted things, put the lights in, heating stuff. Floors are being polished. They're going to move over to provide a better shopping experience, basically double the size. It's a warehouse setting. Walk in there and see what they've got, but it's amazing stuff. And it's El Paso memorabilia. It's all kinds of things you need to buy and put in your house. And Melissa, you have plenty of room in your house for more.
Oh, no, I don't. Oh, no more. In fact, I'm going to have a garage sale right now.
Okay. But are you ready to do some history here?
Yes. UTEP's College of Liberal Arts is holding the 23rd Annual El Paso History Day, Saturday, February 22nd. And this year's theme is Breaking Barriers in History. And students can choose from any topic, local, national, or world history, and investigate their historical significance. I'm sorry, my voice is starting to go. Registration closes on Monday, February 10th at 11:59 a.m. And if you're interested, please give Charles M. Martin a call at 747-7055. And they also have a Facebook page, so head on out there.
We're doing what we can to help people with history understand what's going on. And those who are doing these kind of things, like UTEP History Day, mm-hmm. we're definitely going to push that quite a bit and see.
And it's great fun watching these kids, and they are kids, they're seventh graders,
yeah.
Put together information about the history of El Paso and West Texas. Just phenomenal what some of these kids can come up
with. Well, that's one thing we're going to help push. That's why we're doing this. All right, Melissa, are you back ready for some trivia?
Yes, I am.
We got
Thank you.
A guy named Prince on the phone. We think we know you.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Prince.
Good morning, Prince.
Do you know what the what newspaper John's father worked for?
Well, John Bella was my professor at UTEP, and he talked about the good, the bad, and the ugly of all the newspapers, but I think he talked more about the El Paso Times, and so I think that's where he worked.
It was not true. No. Sorry about that, Chief.
Prince, you always know everything. What happened?
Thanks for trying. I'm sure you have another announcement. What's up?
Well, the historic turning home.
Yeah, Prince, time out. Prince, your phone is terrible.
Yeah, we're hearing every
other
word.
Take us off the speaker or something.
Yeah, it's really bad, Prince.
Where'd you go? All right.
Oh, well, Prince, if you're listening, the turning home, we're going to be talking about the movies and the battling
and the dueling pianos.
Dueling pianos tomorrow.
Your phone just went nowhere. All right, let's go to another trivia guy. Willie, got you on the radio. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes.
Good morning, Willie.
Good morning. Okay. I have an answer to the trivia, I think.
All right.
What El Paso newspaper did John's father work for?
The Herald Post.
Yes,
there
indeed.
You go.
Bingo, bango.
All right, you win. So you get a coupon to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
All right. Great. That's awesome.
Thanks for playing here. Do you listen to us much often?
Well, you know what? I've listened to you guys before, off and on. But then I went to work this morning, and I was listening to you guys right now.
Oh, cool.
We're talking about news. And what you got is a $20 gift certificate to Mission Del Rey Southwest. It's like the old Dusty Henson saddle blanket, but bigger.
All right, that's great.
All right.
Awesome.
Hold on, Cindy. We'll tell you how to pick that up, all right?
All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks for playing. Hold on there. Now we're going to talk about history with these newspaper guys.
That's right.
You're sitting over here reading a newspaper.
Yeah,
we are.
Are you? Well, you're reading
you
some old news. John Middaugh's here. Bernie Sargent's here. What have you guys decided to tell us about the early days?
I can jump in here.
Go for it.
And of course we talked about Captain French and he started a paper way back in 1868, so it goes back well before the railroads. And then there was a gap in there. We're trying to get up to the El Paso Times. And then the interesting thing about that is the El Paso Times and the Herald Post, they fight. They each want to claim being the first newspaper in El Paso in 1881. And I think most people will tell you the Times was just by hours or days.
I was trying to look that up, but it was April 2nd, I think, was the first day for the El Paso Times. But
right.
All I had was April. The month of April for the El Paso Herald.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Herald Post then, it was the Herald.
That's correct.
Yeah, it didn't become the Post until, 1905 or something like that?
Yeah, later on.
Yeah.
Right. So, no, and then El Paso did go without a newspaper when the Times, Juan Hart and several others bought the El Paso Times, but then Hart passed away right away, and his backing caused the paper to fail. So El Paso did go without a newspaper for a number of years.
Did anybody notice?
Rimshot,
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Another question.
The line's backed up at the privy.
Please erase that. Erase that question. Thank you very little.
Terrible.
It was.
So there was a number of newspapers, counting the El Paso Times and Herald Post. There were 10 newspapers in the early days.
Ten newspapers?
Mm-hmm. Were they mostly just individuals with an axe to grind or what?
I don't know about accent. There were a lot of very vocal folks, and then we say newspapers, but of course we all think of the
physical paper,
right? The multiple sheets. These sheets were French put out a handwritten a little newspaper, and it didn't last long because of the time required to do it. But then
they couldn't copy anything back then.
No. That's why they had the tree. They just copied it.
But I mean, even if you wrote it out by hand, you had to write another one for the next guy.
Right. Yeah. Well,
I got 10 guys to say. Oh, my hand's tired. I can't.
Sort of like the Gutenberg Bible, where they'd have all those priests, ministers, and so on sitting there. Duplicating the original.
Well, before the Gutenberg Bible, yes. Gutenberg was the first one actually printed.
Printed, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, once you get that type lined up, you can make a bunch of them. And that's the whole point about newspapers. They used to have to set type and then run the thing. And
well, yes, in early El Paso. You mentioned earlier, maybe off the air, that bringing the press in on the wagons, you know. And then when the... When the paper did go out of existence, some cowboys got mad and went in and wrecked the printing press, which set things back a little bit, too.
Yeah, you drive a horse over a printing press, it doesn't work very well.
Well, and you also had politics, too, that were involved in newspapers back then also, because you had issues with Republican and Democrats. Mm, so, I mean, that was always an issue with papers, too. Right. One would destroy the other one. It was the stories I read, not necessarily here. Well, I mean, even I think there were issues here with that, too. Yeah. Weren't there?
What was El Paso like when these early newspapers were cranked up? I mean, we're talking still about a dusty city with horse and buggy and now the trains.
It wasn't even El Paso yet.
Back then, in 68, correct?
Yeah, 1860. Yeah, dirt streets.
Well, it wasn't El Paso yet?
Yes.
They had a nickname, but you had Franklin Town, you had Coonsville, Coons Ranch, and so on.
Paso del Norte.
When did we become El Paso?
Officially, 1873.
And that was the Anson Mills?
Yeah, that's when we filed for city recognition with the state of Texas.
So that's the official thing.
Yeah.
And what was the name file? It was El Paso. It was El Paso.
El Paso.
And at the same time, you had to cross the river.
Paso del Norte.
So there was two of them sitting here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you imagine trying to mail a letter back and forth? No, I went to El Paso. No, I took it from El Paso.
And then they adopted the name Juarez in honor of Benito Juarez, who made that area, that community, the capital of Mexico for a short period of time.
But for a little while, it was two El Pasos.
Yeah.
The 850 people, that's the population back. You asked a question earlier about El Paso. It was dirt streets and a population of 850 people.
And what date was that?
Along about 1863.
63, okay.
Uh-huh, 1878.
So in the 60s, El Paso was kind of turning into a town, and so we got a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
what?
But a newspaper and a bank are what the people, the old timers, people of substance, considered making a town was a bank and a newspaper.
And maybe a schoolhouse and a school teacher?
Well, that came later. Of course, no. Yeah, you're of course you're right.
Yeah.
But yes, the low population. And then we haven't talked about Juarez.
No.
What do you got on Juarez?
It wasn't Juarez then.
El Paso del Norte.
The newspaper started up over there, too.
And the characters that ran these newspapers, they were characters.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Juan Hart was definitely a character. But then you had Simeon Newman, who started up the Lone Star.
Right.
And that was extremely political. And got themselves into trouble, especially with the ladies on South Utah Street, Alice Abbott.
Alice Abbott,
yeah, where he had made the comment, or not Simeon, but one of the writers had made the comment about Alice Abbott and her unfortunate run-in with lead poisoning. Well, lead.
Her wound.
Yeah, her wound.
She got shot in a specific place.
Yeah, the public arch.
The public arch.
And then they printed it as public.
Yeah.
Kind of was.
Yeah.
You reversed it. It was the pubic arch.
Is where she got
the
shot.
The pubic arch.
But that's
can
not
you
what
say
got,
that on radio?
No.
Oh,
but that's
and
not
the public
what,
arch.
But that's not what got published. It was public.
Public. You're right.
You can say public on
the
radio.
Have we run this one into the ground?
And he didn't write a very flattering story about her. She went over there literally threatened to kill him.
Oh.
And so he got on the first train north.
Well, it wasn't Simeon.
Did, really?
No, Simeon didn't believe.
No, not Simeon.
Bang the module, Sergio.
Yeah.
Sergio, bang the module, man. This thing ain't working. You there?
I had it. Whoops. Am I off?
Go ahead. Yeah, we're all off.
Yeah.
Well, all of us are going to that one module. Hit it. Hit it while you can.
Yeah, Simeon was only in business for like three years.
And he ended up becoming an insurance salesman.
There you go. They got it.
He became an insurance salesman all along. You know,
there you go.
He closed up the newspaper. Yeah, go figure.
All right, what else? What else about the early days that we need to know? Because this was a rough and tumble town, and they took their attitude into the newspapers.
Yeah.
Sometimes they lasted. Why would one or two newspapers last And we know why they would die, because the guy had no advertising, I presume. But I mean,
well, he had backers. He had to have the prominent men in El Paso back these newspapers.
You didn't need advertising if your opinion was correct with the backers.
Later in the day, they fought for advertising. Right. When are we going to start talking about cutting, bringing our two cities, what is in El Paso, close to war, mm-hmm. much less the country?
That's a great story.
What are you talking about?
I was leading into the fact that we had one individual who had a newspaper for a short time in El Paso, but then he opened up, a weekly newspaper, mm-hmm. and then he had one in Juarez and created a lot of problems.
Oh,
and John can touch on
what were the problems?
Editor cutting, they called him.
What
are you talking about?
He was vociferous, to say the least.
His paper closed down in El Paso mm-hmm. first, and then he went across to Juarez and started publishing and found out that there was a Mexican who was starting a newspaper also. And, of course, here they're going after the advertising and the backing. And he published Cutting accused him of robbing the people, so to speak, and so the Mexicans sued him for libel and won, and then it goes on and on. Cutting was arrested and put in jail.
That's the guy's name is Cutting.
You're right. His last name.
Yeah. Editor Cutting is what you see.
Was it AK Cutting?
Yeah.
And and it rolled over. Of course, you have to remember what year are we talking about now with Cutting?
Teens, wasn't it?
I've got it right here 20s. Somewhere.
Was that late?
Yeah. And so you remember the sentiment between the Anglo and the Mexican back in those days. That was the undertone, I believe, of the certain factors in El Paso were holding rallies, and then even from Las Cruces and as far north as Santa Fe and Taos, they were getting word, sending cables down here that they've raised a militia and they're ready, and that they've got a cannon and they're ready to come down here
to do
and support.
What?
Well,
to free Cutting.
Oh,
right, to free Cutting.
Yeah.
Who was in
oh
jail.
My God.
Right.
Yeah, it actually made national news. I read back in New York, one of the newspapers reported on the fact that the military was staffing up down in the El Paso on the border to free an American who was wrongly jailed in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. It was all over. It even went into Europe. I mean, that's how far the story traveled on this guy. I mean, it was amazing.
So we were international before the Mexican Revolution then, big time.
And again, it goes back to politics playing in the newspapers.
So how'd that turn out?
He got freed. He came back. Well, he actually was freed on bail, came back to the United States, and never went back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he went back that one time that started the furor. If he hadn't have gone back, everything would have blown over.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
He went back, and which added, fuel to the fire. But, that in its day was the worst incident to its time. And now here we are. 2019, we had the Walmart thing.
20. We made the movie to 20.
Well, 2019, wasn't it?
Well, he lives on a ranch. It's still 2019 in North County.
Over there.
Well, but no, the Walmart incident happened in 2019.
Yeah, it did.
So, no, history repeats itself.
We had a mass shooting on August 3rd. What are you talking about? The comparison. I don't get it.
I guess because the animosity between the two countries.
The claim that that incident with Cutting and between Juarez and El Paso was the worst incident of the time to that time. And now here we are 130 years later.
I wouldn't make that comparison.
I'd compare it to
the American and Mexican War. I'd compare it to that, maybe.
No, I was just trying to compare it to the severity of the incidents.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can accept that, I guess.
Yeah.
What up? Melissa, what?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. You sure?
Yeah.
Should we take a break?
We should take a break.
Let's do that.
Let's go.
544 what?
I was going to say 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
At Tecovas, we make the finest handcrafted Western boots from the highest quality materials, sold only direct to you for a fair price. We did all this so you can have boots. So what's the deal? Didn't know you'd be comfortable in boots? Don't like being taller? Do you hate your feet? What'd they ever do to you? Well, we'll help you all work it out. Open your mind, because the West is now open. Find your pair at Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com.
Every cup of Circle K coffee is ground in the moment. So, whether you're craving coffee now, you'll get the freshest cup in the world at Circle K. Every cup ground fresh, starting at a dollar at Circle K. Limited time only at participating locations.
And now, let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563, and by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
In amongst everything else we're doing here today, we do have an awful lot of things going on out there, like the Harvey Girls of El Paso. They're
Harvey
meeting
Girls.
Monday, February the 10th, Union Passenger Station, 2 p.m. And it's the Harvey Girl Collection down there. Go check them out, 591-2326. You want to get involved in that? Very interesting discussions these people have. Also, the Southwest Chapter of the Railway and Locomotive Historical Society, meeting Wednesday, February 12th, El Sarape Restaurant at 5:30 p.m., Mexican Railway History, there on that one, 591-2326. You got some hikes coming up.
Yes, I do. The last Sunday hike, which is tomorrow at 7:30 a.m., is a short hike up Directismo Trail to the junction of the Jackalope and back. And if you want more information on that, give Diana Moy a call at 562-9899. Daughters of the Republic of Texas, the El Paso Rio Grande Chapter, will meet Friday, February 14th at 11 a.m. at the El Paso Country Club. And their Texas program will be for 4th and 7th grades essay winners for the Statehood Day. And that's a great program. If you're interested, call 760-5775. The El Paso Corral, the Westerners, International Number 26, will meet Friday, February 21st at the Holiday Inn, El Paso, Texas, at Sunland Park Drive and I-10. Program will be African Women in the West, presented by Sharon Owen. Dinner and program are only $20. Visitors welcome, but must RSVP by 759-9538.
Sergio, you ready? Slam the module. Yeah, okay.
I'm cutting in and out. Yeah,
oh, that was the problem. Okay.
I'm back.
Just one more quick thing. El Paso Museum of Archaeology got the public viewing a new exhibit from Edge of Center, the Chacoan Outliers. It opened last week. Oh, no, wait a minute. It's opening today, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, featuring museum's permanent collection, items on loan from the Salmon Ruins. Check that out. We're going to have them in here in a couple of weeks to explain all that stuff. The Chacoan culture was very unusual. And there's a lot of ancient cultures that wandered around the El Paso area, and then all a bunch of us gringos and Mexicans showed up, and we live here now. But the old stuff is just amazing, and I don't think they were gringos or Mexicans back in that day.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of the discussions that we've had with regards to areas of downtown have fostered research, which has actually produced information that we didn't know before.
There's stuff that went on here like crazy.
Yeah.
And Bernie Sargent is here talking newspapers here with John Middaugh. You got about a one-minute story here. We've got to take a break here for the top of the news. But the newspaper history, as we've been discussing, is rather colorful.
Very colorful.
And some of those people, the lady came in and beat up the press and some guys.
Mm-hmm.
The madam.
Yeah.
Didn't like the coverage.
And the cowboys destroyed the newspaper office.
So, oh, my God.
It was amazing. It was just a whole different world back then. you know, we think about those things today, but we wouldn't do them.
Yeah, but I mean, the guns actually ruled a lot of the West, and, yeah, and yeah. I guess the poor constables, oh, they're beating up the newspaper guy. I'll just go down to the bar.
Yeah, and I think one of the things I found in these old newspapers, too, is at the end of every year, they would post what happened during the year previous, like 1900, when you're looking at the El Paso Herald Post or El Paso Herald. They listed all the significant things that took place during the previous decade. And it's fun to read those because it's more current than what we're looking at today. But then again, you have to look at it and say it's kind of a little bit slanted towards one idealism, ideologic thought as opposed to others. But there's some great stuff in there. They talk about the 24th Infantry being shipped off, and these are Buffalo soldiers, to the Philippines. And, little anecdotal pieces of information like that.
Well, is a lot of that stuff still around? Can you actually go read those old newspapers?
There are several places online where you can go. Newspaperarchives.com, newspapers.com. There are a number of them you can go to. The different universities, North Texas, UTEP, so on. And they do have that stuff on file.
And I must warn you, you will become addicted, and you'll never get to the story you originally go looking for because you will find all this other tremendous information.
And you'll miss lunch.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Sitting there reading online.
I've been on as late as 1, 2 o'clock in the morning because I went looking for one little item, and then it was all over the place.
Well, I've seen stuff you have found in like some Iowa Masonic newspaper, and it was a picture of El Paso nobody had ever had before.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Maybe it wasn't Masonic.
That's where my history moments, a lot of my history moments come from newspaper articles.
And they're just out there. But so you can go back and read the originals.
Well, some of the companies in town, as advertisement, pull up and print what you're asking to see. They print them out and give all the old stories.
Well, back in the day, they did this year, 25 years ago, here's what was happening.
Yeah.
They did that a lot when I was a kid in the paper.
They did.
That made a lot of sense. It was, also, it's an interesting look. Okay, what was mommy and dad doing back whenever, or the previous generation even?
Well, then you see a name and you go, okay, let me look at that name. You know, like Cutting was one that came up. And Melissa was researching that.
Yeah, I just stumbled across that one.
Knew a little bit about Cutting, or a lot more than we did. I never heard of him until we saw that name and said, who is he?
You've got to hear this story.
We're going to have to be cutting out now. I have to use that term.
Okay.
We've been clipped.
Can I do that? We got to take a break for the news. John Middaugh's here. Bernie Sargent. Melissa is here.
I've
arrived, and we're going to stay.
And
Cindy in there doing
up.
The calls. Sergio, as always, thank you, guys. See you next hour.
Bye.
Where's your...
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for archived copies of this radio show. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.
News Radio 690 is KTSM AM, El Paso.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule?